Fritz gave me a lot of music books. It's gonna be intense. I haven't had my meltdown yet today, so I might have it in front of you. I brought all of these from Fritz's house. If you want to pass them around, because I want to have an interactive thing happen here. So here, I'm laughing at myself because I'm just like, whoa, I'm really overwhelmed a little bit. I worked with Fritz. The first time I met Fritz was at Earth Day in Topanga. And he came up to me and he's like, "Who are you?" And I was like, "I'm Stephanie." And he's like, no, "Who are you?" And I was like, "What do you mean? I'm Stephanie." And he's like, no. He's like, "What do you do? Where? I know you from somewhere. Who are you?" And I was like, "Well, I design gardens and I play music and, you know." And he's like, "What kind of music you listen to?" And I was like, "Bob Marley, The Grateful Dead." He's like, "I've seen you at a show before." He's like, "You live in the canyon?" And I was like, "Yeah, I live in the canyon." And he's like, "What do you do?" I was like, "Gardening." He's like, "Why don't you come and design my garden?" And I was like, "Well, do you want me to bring, you know, the company that I work for, or do you want just me to come and design your garden?" He's like, no, just you." And I was like, he's like, "Can you get a crew of people? Can you get workers?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Okay, yeah." So basically, I'm telling you this because Fritz basically inspired me to, you know, fly out of the nest and start my own thing happening. And over the years, we became amazing friends. And we had incredible humor. And actually, that was Jeff Bridges, right, on The Big Lebowski? Yeah. We met Jeff Bridges together backstage at the Ravi Shankar. And we met Ravi and Anushka. And we had a lot of really magical experiences. And basically what happened was with the Ravi Shankar story, we were like, "I want to go see Ravi." A few years ago, he's like, "I just saw Ravi Shankar last night." And I was like, "What? How come you didn't tell me? I've never seen him." So then finally this summer or this spring, he had heard that Ravi Shankar was playing. And I said to him, "If you ever hear that Ravi Shankar is in town, you better tell me. I'm going to be so mad at you, you know?" So he told me, "Guess who's coming into town? Ravi Shankar in Santa Barbara. Do you want to go?" And I was like, "Yeah, definitely." So we got a whole group of us. And we were like, "Let's go out for dinner and make it a whole thing, you know?" So we went up to Santa Barbara with some friends, and we went for Indian food first, and then we went to see Anushka and Ravi perform. And it was amazing, because after the concert, Fritz is like, "You want to meet Ravi Shankar?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Okay, we're going to meet him." I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah." And we didn't have any laminates or passes or anything, you know? We didn't have any connections either. And so Fritz is like, "Just hang out here for a couple minutes." And he goes to the backstage, and he comes back to me and Audrey and Karen. And the whole night we're cracking jokes saying, "See, Fritz, you have to have 3 dates, you know? You have so much energy, you need 3 girls to accompany you." And so, you know, we're all out. And he goes to the backstage area, and we are hanging out, and then he comes back, and he's like, "Come on, Ravi's ready to meet you." And we're like, "Really?" He's like, "Come on, hurry up before they change their mind." And I was like, "No way." And I was like, "Okay." So we start following him, and literally, he takes us to the backstage door, and the door is fully open, and we don't have any passes. We know nobody, right? The door is totally open. We walk right into the door. Then we walk through another door, and this is the Santa Barbara Theater, like the that has like the Mexican, the Adobe kind of theater, kind of, yeah. And so we walk through the first door, nobody's there, door's open. Walk through the second door, nobody's there, door's open. Then we get to the final door, and there was a security guy there, and he walks up to the guy, and he's like, "This is Stephanie LaLuz, and she's here to have a discussion with Mr. Shankar." And I'm like, "Yes, I am." And he's like, and the security guard's like, oh, pleased to meet you, Stephanie. And I was like, yes, nice to meet you. And we walk in and we're hanging out with Jeff Bridges and Ravi. And it was just really magical, like magical chutzpah, you know? Totally. And we had a lot of like strong connection, just a lot of magic, a lot of, like Grateful Dead and Bob Marley and music. And every year we'd buy each other birthday presents. And anyways, so I want to get to a real story. And that was one day, so I'd see Fritz like probably at least once a week for the past 7 years, if not like every day in a row for a month, fixing things or, you know, gardening or designs or concepts. And like we made like an Andy Goldsworthy area. We made like all these like really creative areas. And we had a name for each area in his garden. And I'll share that with you in a second. But one time he called me and he's like, I need you to come up and do some work. And I'm like, oh, Fritz, you know, I don't know if I want to work today. I'm tired, you know, whatever. He's like, I think you want to come up and do some work at my house today. And I'm like, really? He's like, Dave Nelson Band is staying at my house. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll be right there. And it's like this band, David Nelson used to be in the New Riders of the Purple Sage with Jerry Garcia. So I'm like, woo, you know, so I go up, I brought my guitar, you know, it's like, I'm going to my gardening job today, you know, and so I go up to Fritz's house with my guitar, and he introduces me to everybody in the band, and Dave Nelson ended up giving me a guitar lesson, which I was very grateful for, and it was just like really an opening to, you know, a great inspiration for me. And then last year, I was backstage at the bass player from the Grateful Dead, Phil Lesh's concert at the Warfield in San Francisco, and he had a gentleman from the David Nelson Band, a guitar player, who was sitting in with him, a gentleman named Barry Celeste. And I ran into Barry backstage at the Phil concert, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, he just got off the stage, and he was like, you know, played a ripping show. And he looks at me, and he goes, you're Fritz's gardener in the full on backstage. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm Fritz's gardener, yeah. I'm like, thanks. I play music too, you know? I was like, but then a few days later, after the embarrassment kind of chilled out, I was like, oh my God, that's brilliant. I'm gonna write a song called Fritz's Gardener. And then like a month ago, I ran into Barry again. I didn't know Fritz was ill. He never told me. He kept it a secret for some reason. He didn't want me to know. But anyways, I ran into Barry like a month ago, and he was like, Fritz's gardener. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm like, I wrote the song. And he's like, what song? I'm like, Fritz's gardener. And he's like, you wrote a song called Fritz's Gardener. I'm like, yeah, you call me Fritz's Gardener at Phil's show. And because of you, you inspired me to write this song. And he was like, wow, how is Fritz? You know, and anyways, we all connected and it was really great. So I'm going to release the song tonight. I've never played it or sang it or read it to anybody before. And I'm still working on the instrumentation for it, so I decided at the last minute, like last night I was up till 4 a.m. trying to like, you know, work out stuff, and I was like, okay, you know what, I think I'm just going to read it, because it's very ballad-like also, and it'll tell you guys a lot, and it'll tell you everything, pretty much. So here we go. So here is the first debut of Fritz's Gardener. And like I said, like we had all these different names for everywhere in the garden, so all these nicknames, so you'll get all the nicknames, you'll get all the everything. Okay, so I wrote this on October 11th of 2005. And anyway, okay. So, did everybody get maracas and stuff?